Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to clarify today relates to this notion that people think that in the hereafter, the children of the polytheists also shall be consigned to hell. And this, of course, is based on a narrative of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is ascribed to him, and according to which the children of the polytheists, children of the idolaters, they shall also end up in hell. And some of the narratives go on to say that the Almighty shall punish them into hell because He knows through His own knowledge that if these kids or these children were allowed to grow up, they would have ended up as mushriks, they would have ended up as polytheists, and therefore would have deserved to go into hell. So on the basis of His foreknowledge, the Almighty decided that all these children of the polytheists, they shall end up in hell. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that the Almighty, of course, shall mete out absolute and perfect justice on the Day of Judgment. It would be absolutely wrong to say that people will end up in hell because they were children of certain people who were disobedient to God or who were mushriks. So therefore, it is not because of the parents that people or children will end up in hell. The real reason which will take a person to hell will be his own deeds. And so therefore, if these deeds abound, only then he shall end up in hell. Otherwise, people who have not reached the age of maturity, so therefore people who are not aware of good and evil, who have not yet reached the awareness of good and evil, how can they be considered to end up in hell? So therefore, it is absolutely against the justice of the Almighty to believe that he'll consign the children of the polytheists, the children of the mushriks into hell, simply because their own parents were mushriks. Of course, this interpretation which people make that the Almighty will consign them to hell because of His foreknowledge, because of the fact that if these children and these kids had been allowed to grow up, they would have done the same evil deeds as their parents and would therefore have deserved hell. Now again, this principle is not correct because the Almighty has not implemented this principle in our whole system. It is not that on the basis of His own knowledge will He decide that people should be consigned to hell or heaven. For we know that if people were to be consigned to hell on the basis of His knowledge, of course, then they could have asked Him, they would have asked Him on the Day of Judgment that why are they being consigned to hell whereas they have not done anything. So it is because of this that the Almighty has made all of us pass through this whole trial and test and make us realize on the Day of Judgment that whatever we deserve on the Day of Judgment, whether hell or heaven, it will be because of our own deeds. So this is the principle which the Almighty has implemented. Of course, He has foreknowledge of whoever will end up in hell or heaven. But in spite of this foreknowledge, He has created all of us and He has made us pass through this trial and test and made us realize on the Day of Judgment that if we are being meted out hell or we are being consigned to heaven, then it is because of our own deeds. So this interpretation does not hold any water. And we must understand that as far as the children of polytheists are concerned, if this narrative speaks of the fact that they shall be consigned to hell, then it is absolutely against the Quran. And not only is it against the Quran, but it is also against the scheme of things which the Almighty has implemented in this world. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.